Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 80-70-20 Principle, 3rd edition by Richard Koch, revisits the idea that a small share of inputs often drives a large share of results, and it turns that insight into a practical lens for work and life. Building on the well-known Pareto distribution observed in economics and business, the book argues that effectiveness comes less from doing everything better and more from identifying the few actions, relationships, customers, products, and habits that create disproportionate value. This edition frames 80-70 thinking as both an analytical tool and a decision-making philosophy. Measure what matters, challenge default assumptions about equal effort, and redesign systems to amplify high-leverage activities while trimming or outsourcing low-yield ones. Koch connects the principle to business strategy, time use, productivity, and personal fulfillment, aiming to help readers reduce overload, sharpen priorities, and create better outcomes with fewer resources. The result is a guide that blends observation, strategy, and actionable self-audit methods. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the 80-70-20 pattern and why it repeats. A core contribution of the book is showing the 80-70-20 principle as a recurring pattern rather than a rigid rule. Koch explains that outcomes are often uneven. A minority of causes produce a majority of effects. The point is not to chase a perfect 80-20 split, but to look for imbalance and use it. Readers are encouraged to notice where effort, resources, or attention are being distributed as if all items matter equally, and then test whether reality is lopsided. This can apply to revenue by customer, defects by process step, happiness by activities, or stress by commitments. The book also highlights why the pattern tends to persist. Systems compound advantages, constraints create bottlenecks, and feedback loops reinforce winners. Understanding these dynamics helps readers avoid misinterpretations, such as thinking the principle excuses laziness or oversimplifies complex situations. Instead, Koch positions it as a starting hypothesis for analysis. The practical takeaway is to map inputs and outputs, rank contributors, and ask what small set of factors are truly driving the result. Once you see the unevenness, you can decide to protect, expand, or redesign around the highest impact drivers. Secondly, business strategy through focus, differentiation, and selective growth, Koch applies 80-20 thinking to business strategy by challenging the idea that more customers, more products, and more markets automatically mean more success. The book emphasizes identifying the profitable core, the subset of customers, offerings, or channels that generate most of the profit, loyalty, or strategic advantage. From that base, strategy becomes an exercise in concentrating resources where the economics are strongest and simplifying or exiting areas that dilute returns. This can mean investing disproportionately in a few high-margin products, doubling down on a top-performing sales channel, or serving a narrower customer segment with clearer differentiation. The approach is especially relevant to organizations facing complexity creep, where layers of product variants, promotions, and exceptions create cost and confusion. Koch encourages readers to scrutinize not just revenue but profit, cash flow, and management attention, since unprofitable growth is a common trap. The book also explores how a focused strategy can create a virtuous cycle: better service for the best customers, clearer positioning, stronger pricing power, and improved operational efficiency. In practice, 80-20 strategy leads to tough choices, but it aims to create a simpler company that wins by doing a few things exceptionally well. Thirdly, time, productivity, and the shift from efficiency to effectiveness, a major theme is using 80-20 to reshape personal productivity. Koch argues that many people try to solve overload by becoming more efficient at everything, when the higher payoff comes from being more selective about what to do at all. The book pushes readers to identify the small portion of tasks that create most career progress, learning, recognition, or income, and then restructure schedules to protect those priorities. This can involve batching low-value chores, delegating, automating, or setting boundaries that prevent shallow work from consuming peak attention. The approach also reframes planning. Instead of a long to-do list, focus on a few high-impact outcomes and the limited actions that best advance them. Koch highlights that time is not just a quantity to manage, but a resource to invest. Readers are guided to examine where their best hours go, which meetings or commitments yield little, and which relationships or projects consistently generate momentum. By applying 80-70-20, productivity becomes less about working harder and more about designing a week that makes the right activities inevitable. The underlying message is that effectiveness is a choice supported by systems, not a personality trait. Fourthly, decision. Making, simplify, eliminate, and redesign. The system, beyond analysis, the book presents 80-70-20 as a decision framework for simplifying life and work. Once the vital few drivers are identified, Koch suggests three main moves: eliminate low-value activities, reduce or contain unavoidable low-value work, and expand what works unusually well. This is not merely cutting tasks, it is redesigning the system, so results improve as complexity declines. Readers are encouraged to ask which problems recur because of flawed structures, not lack of effort. For example, if a small set of issues causes most customer complaints, fix the upstream root causes rather than adding more downstream support. If a few commitments create most stress, renegotiate or exit them rather than adding more coping tactics. The book also warns against spreading resources evenly, since equal allocation often funds mediocrity. Instead, it advocates deliberate imbalance. Invest more in the few areas with proven leverage. This topic includes the mindset of experimentation, where you test hypotheses about what matters, measure outcomes, and iterate. The practical value is a repeatable process. Identify the imbalance, choose the high-impact levers, and engineer an environment that makes the best path the default. Lastly, personal happiness and relationships, maximizing what brings joy, Koch extends the principle into a more personal domain by suggesting that fulfillment is also unevenly produced. Many people experience that a minority of activities, places, and relationships account for a majority of happiness, meaning, and energy. The book encourages readers to conduct an honest audit, which experiences reliably make you feel alive, which friendships are mutually supportive, and which obligations consistently drain you. This is not an argument for selfishness, rather, it aims to help readers cultivate higher quality engagement. By spending more time with the people and pursuits that matter most, readers can build stronger bonds, improve well-being, and reduce resentment that comes from overcommitment. The 80-17 lens also helps resolve guilt around saying no, framing it as protecting the capacity to show up fully for what is most important. Koch suggests that small changes can produce outsized improvements. A few deliberate rituals, a handful of energizing hobbies, or a tighter circle of meaningful connections. The broader message is that a good life is not created by maximizing activities, but by amplifying the limited set that delivers disproportionate joy, growth, and contribution. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel busy but not effective, professionals and entrepreneurs managing complexity, and anyone who wants a clearer way to set priorities without relying on endless motivation. It is also valuable for managers who need to simplify operations, focus teams, and improve profitability without simply demanding more work. The benefit comes from adopting a repeatable habit of looking for leverage, identifying what creates the biggest results, cutting what does not, and investing attention where it compounds. In everyday life, that can mean fewer commitments, more meaningful work, and a schedule aligned with the activities that actually improve health, relationships, and satisfaction. Compared to similar productivity or self-help books, Koch's strength is the unifying framework. Rather than offering a large menu of tactics, the 80-70-20 lens helps you choose which tactics are worth using in your situation. It also bridges business and personal application, making it useful beyond a single context. For buyers, the value is long-term. Once you learn to spot imbalances and design around them, you gain a decision tool you can reuse in projects, career moves, and lifestyle choices. The book is worth purchasing because it can reduce wasted effort while improving results in multiple areas at once. If you would like to support Richard Koch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.